Welcome to Abu Ali Express, Telegram. A lot happening today, huh? Where do we even begin with this April Fool's Day news?
Right? It's hard to know what's real and what's not. But that incident in Deir al-Balah, with the Hamas policemen and the Abu Samra clan, that's definitely real. A chilling example of blood vengeance in action.
Absolutely. It sounds like something out of the Old Testament. A man killed waiting in line for flour, and his family immediately retaliates. Wow. And they documented it too.
It's a bold move, going up against Hamas like that, in broad daylight. It speaks to the power of tribal law in Gaza.
I see. And then there's the conflicting narratives about why the policemen fired in the first place. Hamas's story seems to change with every press release. First, it was securing convoys, then breaking up a clan fight.
Exactly. Makes you wonder what they're really trying to hide. They definitely haven't gotten their stories straight.
Interesting. Shifting gears, did you see that post about the Khalil al-Uzair Mosque in Gaza City? The one that was rebuilt after Operation Protective Edge and now looks like, well, rubble again?
Yeah, it's a sad commentary on the cycle of destruction in Gaza. Millions of dollars poured into reconstruction, only to be reduced to ruins again.
Got it. And what about Trump's call with al-Sisi? They talked about Yemen, Gaza, military preparations. It sounds like things are heating up. Yeah, especially with that massive U.S. military buildup in the Middle East. Two aircraft carriers, THAAD batteries, B-2 bombers. It's hard to believe it's just for show, right?
Certainly not. It's a significant show of force.
And on top of all that, we have the UN warning of impending famine in Gaza if aid deliveries don't resume soon. It's a complex situation with so many moving parts.
Absolutely. And it's the civilians who suffer most, caught between Hamas, Israel, and the international community.
I see. We also have reports of stolen flour, a downed UN plane in Somalia, pro-Israel Druze protests in Syria, expulsions from Germany for pro-Palestinian activism, and Lebanese Hezbollah facing pressure to disarm. It's a whirlwind of news.
It is. And let's not forget Elon Musk and his Optimus robots. A battalion of Optimuses this year? Who knows what that means for the future?
Ha! Good point. It's a lot to take in. Anything else that caught your eye?
Well, that attack on the UNRWA clinic in Jabalia is concerning. A lot of casualties reported.
Yeah, a tragic situation. And again, conflicting narratives. Hamas claims it was a command center, while the Palestinians say it was a clinic.
It's a reminder of the human cost of this conflict, and the difficulty of getting accurate information in the fog of war.
You're absolutely right. Well, on that sobering note, I think we'll wrap things up. Thanks for joining me today to discuss these important developments. We'll be back soon with more updates from Abu Ali Express, Telegram. Goodbye, everyone, and stay safe.
Bye-bye.